Early voting starts Monday for Abilene's May 6th election. KACU submitted questions to each mayoral candidate to get a sense of who they are and why they want to serve as mayor. Here's Robert Briley talking about his vision for the city 4 years from now.
Well, first of all, I think that we have a lot of opportunities in Abilene. I see a downtown hotel connecting all the way from the south downtown over to Ambler Street, which would be great. I see the universities continuing to grow, and at ACU and getting the football stadium up and having a national championship. I see Hardin-Simmons growing, TSTC, McMurray, Cisco College. I see that we also have the new B-21 Raider aircraft at Dyess Air Force Base, the new bomber. And I think that there's going to be a lot of opportunities in Abilene, and I'm really, really excited for that.
Now here's Richard Kennedy describing his vision for the city 4 years from now.
Number one, we've got a very good start on revitalizing our streets, that we've made some great progress into some of our depleted neighborhoods of restoration and revitalization. We'll have a resurgence and continued growth on the north side of Abilene along the I-20 corridor to pull people into our city.
This is Anthony Williams talking about what he wants Abilene to be 4 years from now.
Abilene is a great community and has been for a number of years. And what I've called for, not just during this election cycle, but since I've been on the council, we need to have more diversity. And when I say diversity, let me be clear, that goes beyond ethnic and gender. When I say diversity, I mean diversity of thought. We need more people to contribute that are diverse in thought to be part of city government. For too long in Abilene, we've had these small tables. We have a small table, you only have a limited number of chairs. The key decisions are being made at those tables. I want to expand the table. I want to increase the number of seats and allow more diversity of thought to take place and allow everyone to contribute to Abilene. Doesn't mean when you raise your hand that your idea is the one that's adopted, but you know what? You should at least be able to raise your hand and participate in the process.
Tomorrow, you can hear each candidate's viewpoints on single-member districts versus at-large representation for the Abilene City Council. For KACU, I'm Joy Banala.